I'm all right. How are you?
I'm getting caffeinated, so things are looking better.
Yeah, how's Yuma treating you?
It's actually weather's kind of nice right now, but it's not going to be much longer.
Yeah, I was in Yuma for about a year, so I know how those Yuma summers can treat you.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it, that's for sure. Of course, where you guys are, the weather's probably not any better.
Just about the same, about the same.
Okay, can I get your first name, please, Lieutenant?
Yeah, it's Kenneth. It's
Kenneth.
KENNETH.
Okay. All right, and where are you originally from?
My hometown is Gladstone, Missouri.
Gladstone. Common spelling for Gladstone?
Yeah, glad and then stone.
Show me state.
One word, not two.
Okay. And how long have you been in the Corps?
Just over 3 years now.
3 years now. Okay. And what's your MOS?
My MOS is 0602, communications officer.
Communications. Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask you about that a little later. Okay. I noticed that the information that David sent me that you decided to join while the country was in the midst of two wars.
Correct, yes.
Was it the wars itself that prompted you, or as part of a desire to serve your country that you felt was overwhelming, or?
I would say it's more the people. I chose to, I decided to join the Marine Corps when I was in college, and I saw people, men and women, both of my age, sacrificing their time and their safety to serve their country during a time of war, and I didn't want to stay on the sidelines.
So that kind of motivated you?
Yeah, correct.
So you said not necessarily fellow students, but other people your age?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily just my age. I mean, it's people.
Okay, just people in general.
American, yeah, just American citizens, non-American citizens, young teenagers, people in their 20s, people in their 30s, people in general coming together and serving their country in a time of need. That motivated me and inspired me.
Coming together. Apologize, I'm writing as fast as I can.
Oh, no. Take your time. Take your time.
Okay. I also notice a family history of military service there as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So the
Yeah, my Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Concept of serving your country in the armed forces just wasn't necessary, I guess, wasn't new to you. It's something that you've grown up around and been a part of.
Yeah, that's correct. My father was in the Army. Both my grandfathers were served during the time of World War as well. So they were both very, my entire family and my friends were very supportive of me. Because they could understand the reason why I joined the Marine Corps, and again, that goes back to your previous question. They could see that I was truly inspired by the people around me, the people that I saw joining the military, not just the Marine Corps, trying to serve and really truly motivated to serve their country in a time of need. They could see the why. They could see the reason why I wanted to join the Marine Corps, and they totally supported that. And I apologize if I'm speaking too fast for you.
No worries. I'll just back you up. Okay, I can see the reasons why I joined and totally supported. Okay. Okay, you said both your grandfathers were in the Army as well, or?
Yes, my father's father, my grandfather on my father's side was a pilot for the U.S. During World War II in the Pacific, and my grandfather on my mother's side was served for South Korea during the Korean War.
Father served in Korean War. Okay. On mother's side. Okay. And your father was in the Army. Okay. Great. Okay. Okay. What does a communications officer do in civilian terms? How would I explain that?
Yeah. Well, that's my MOS, communications officer. But my job out here right now is information management officer, which is very similar. And my job entails I'm in control and I manage the computer programs and computer software that kind of capture information and transmit information in a timely and efficient manner to our leaders, to our decision makers. That way, because they have that information in a timely, efficient manner, that enables them to make decisions in a timely, speedy way, which thus enables them to help out the troops on the ground in a faster way. It's all about helping the troops on the ground, the Marines and our coalition forces outside the wire, do whatever it takes to help them in an efficient, timely manner. So my job is to make sure the information gets to our command, to our leaders, our decision makers, in a fast way so they can make a decision to support those troops outside the wire on the ground in a faster way.
Okay, so your job is to make sure our leaders, decision makers, get the information they need in the fastest manner?
In the most timely, efficient manner, yes, correct. And again, the reason I'm concerned about getting the information to our decision makers and our leaders in a timely, efficient manner is so they can make a decision quicker, faster, in a speedier manner to help out the troops on the ground, because that's our mission, helping out the troops on the ground outside the wire. That's the ultimate end state, helping them out.
Okay. So my job is to make sure our leaders get the information they need in the most efficient manner and most timely and efficient manner so they can make a decision in a fast manner to support our troops on the ground outside the wire. Make a decision in a faster way.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been in 3 years now. You joined after college?
Correct, yes.
Okay. How's it been for you these last 3 years?
It's been great, and I've thoroughly enjoyed my time in the Marine Corps. It's been all leading up to my time here, and so far my time here has been great. Being around the Marines here is, like I said before, is truly inspiring. These men and women here are truly committed to the mission, truly committed to helping each other out, and doing the best job to their abilities, and it's truly motivating and inspiring.
So these men and women here are committed to each other and our mission.
Yeah, I would say so. They're committed to the mission, to each other, and doing the job to the best of their ability. And seeing that and seeing their dedication to the mission and to each other is very motivating and inspiring. Seeing that and seeing their dedication is it will be a very lasting impact on my life. So.
Okay. Do you plan on continuing once your enlistment's up?
I haven't decided yet. Most of my time here is, that thought does come up in my future and back home. I do think about those things, but most of my time here, again, is focused on the mission, my job, and making sure I help out the mission, contribute to the mission, and help out my fellow Marines to the best of my abilities. That's what most of my time is devoted to. That's what most of my focus is devoted to.
So you haven't had much time, basically you haven't had much time to consider what your next thoughts or your next, couple of years are going to be.
Yeah, and again, even if I do have the time, if I do have any free time, I'll try to devote, whatever free time I do have to further helping out my Marines, my friends, and contributing to the mission. So that's what I'm focused on, and that's what I'm dedicated to.
What unit are you with?
Here or back in Yuma?
Back in Yuma.
Back in Yuma. I'm with a Max 1 Reinforced.
Max 1?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
MAC 1 or?
That's MACS.
MACS 1.
Dash 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That stands for
Air Control
for Marine Squadron 1. Yes, correct.
Air Control Squadron 1. Okay. You said reinforced?
Yeah. That's whenever they have the acronym, it's MACS. Dash 1, and then parentheses, they have R-E-I-N, which is short for reinforced. So Max 1 might be sufficient, might be fine.
Okay. How long have you been deployed now?
I've been here since about 2 months now. Yeah, that's not a long period of time, but in that short amount of time, in those 8 weeks, I've seen a lot. I've seen what these Marines can do, and I've been highly impressed by what these Marines can do. They're truly enthusiastic about their job and the mission here with 3rd Mall Forward. They're excited to be helping out, and they're excited and enthusiastic about providing aviation support and aviation assets to our troops outside the wire, our troops on the ground, and to our coalition partners.
So very impressed by the dedication of your fellow Marines. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's only been 8 weeks, but in that short amount of time, I've been very impressed by their dedication and enthusiasm of contributing to the mission and providing aviation assets and aviation support to our coalition forces and our troops outside the wire.
Marines on the ground. And coalition partners?
Okay. Correct.
What's been the hardest part about this so far for you?
Being away from the friends and families is always tough, but again, it's, being away from the friends and family, I still get to talk to them on a weekly basis, on a fairly frequently basis, and that is nothing compared to what some of our Marines and what some of our coalition partners are going through right now. Some of our coalition partners and our troops outside the wire and our troops out on the ground are going through a lot harder things than what I'm going through right now. So I got to keep that in mind, and I think we all do keep that in mind. That what they're going through is pretty darn tough.
Pretty hectic work schedule, I would assume.
Yeah, it's about 12 to 14 hours.
Okay. Anything strike you as unusual so far? Something you maybe weren't expecting or...
No, I wouldn't say unexpected, but again, I would just say, I've, in the short amount of time, in the 8 weeks I've been here, it's just, again, I wouldn't use the word unexpected, but I've been darn near impressed of the enthusiasm of the Marines, especially the young Marines, of their being excited to be out here and contributing to the mission. It seems like they have fulfillment and that they really enjoy being out here and contributing to the mission and helping out the troops on the ground and our coalition forces. Been highly impressed with them.
How long is your deployment?
Oh, I would say some of us will be back in early fall,
Early fall, okay.
Yeah.
And this is your first deployment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you touched on this earlier. You said your career in the Marine Corps has been building up to this point.
Yeah, I would say that's safe to say. And my career, I've been over in the Marine Corps for about 3 years now, with just over 3 years, and it's been building up to this, and to see the dedication of the Marines and their enthusiasm to contribute to the mission has been has not been a letdown. They truly are quality people, quality Marines, who represent the best of our nation.
Oh, that's a great quote. Okay. Back earlier when we were talking about being the information management officer, could you basically touch on what type of information that we're talking about here when you're saying you deliver information to your leaders as fast as possible? Are we talking like communication between pilots, enemy ground movement, that kind of stuff? Or is that something you'd rather get into?
Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to get into that.
All right, just kind of curious. Understandable. You miss anything? I guess what do you miss most right now?
It's you know, like I said before, the friends and family back home. But I don't spend too much time dwelling on back home, and I'm more focused. My focus here is with my buddies, my Marines, and helping them out and doing the job to the best of my ability, and that's helping out 3rd Mall Forward. Provide quality aviation support to the units on the ground and to the Marines outside the water and to our coalition forces and our coalition partners. Because that's our mission. In the end, that's our mission. We're here to provide quality aviation support to the units on the ground, to the units that need it.
Can I put where you're located?
Yeah, it's Camp Leatherneck.
Camp Leatherneck, okay. Okay, Lieutenant, I think we're good to go.
All righty.
I think we're good to go. Thank you very much for your time, Lieutenant Jameson. I really appreciate it, and stay safe over there.
All right, I appreciate it. Enjoy that Yuma weather.
I'm going to give it a shot. All right, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right, thank you.